Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Carl Prinsloo, and in this podcast, I talk about freelancing nuggets without the fluff to help you become a better freelancer. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Freelancer Podcast. In this episode, I will be discussing freelancing is hard, but it is worth it. So with that said, let me get into it. And starting with the obvious, freelancing is hard. Everything is new. It is overwhelming. It's confusing. It's stressful. There's no one else to point to when things go wrong. No one shows up to cover for you when you're sick. Clients leave. Also, monitoring your finances sucks. Then there are taxes, which we don't even have to get into. And sometimes it's actually lonely. There will actually be days, and I'm saying actually quite a lot, I'm not sure why. There will be days when you'll second guess every decision that you've made in your business. There'll be days where you actually feel if you are good enough, where you have imposter syndrome. But then you'll find yourself sitting on the beach on a perfect Tuesday morning while others are sitting in traffic. No permission required. No like bad manager who has actually no business being your manager telling you how to do your job. You've got freedom. You've got flexibility. The who, the what, when, where, how. You can tap into opportunities anywhere in the world. There's no ceiling on your potential income. Work as hard as an employee and you might get a 10% salary increase. Work hard in your business and you might get a 100% salary increase. You are not climbing the corporate ladder. You are on an adventure of your own. Yes, freelancing is hard, but it is totally worth it. So how do you make it work? First, I think it starts with a good coffee. And then you can tap into freelancing strategies for working less and earning more. And I'm going to cover three of them. So the first one is be lean. Lean, be lean. Focus on activities that directly add value to your clients. Stop wasting time on tasks that don't. Automate repetitive tasks. Use software tools to stay organized and deliver projects faster. Also on the topic of being lean, don't be too quick to hire. You know, I know there's pros and cons of both, but you don't want to be in that position. Rather start with contractors. Once it's proven the concept that it actually works, then you can potentially look at hiring someone full-time. So that's just my advice on that. Next one is keep building momentum with your personal brand. Be the face of your business. People do business with people, not faceless entities. I think P2P is better than B2B. Be proactive getting clients. So make marketing a daily habit, the first thing on your to-do list. Turn your marketing into an experiment too. You need to figure out what works. Test a few different things. Then you double down on what actually works. Now, if you hate marketing at this point, look for ways to outsource it, but do not stop marketing. Next one, and I know I mentioned actually I'll do three, but I'm actually going to do a few more, is over-deliver for your existing clients. It's probably an obvious one, but adding extra value for your clients is never a waste of time going that extra mile. Repeat business and referrals are way more cost-effective than landing new clients. Also much cheaper and easier to upsell, which leads me to my next point, which is upsell existing clients. When you've proven that you deliver extra value, upselling becomes literally a no-brainer. In fact, it's actually a requirement. Clients who see the return on the investment will be happy to invest more. And remember, the worst thing that they can say is no. So ideally, my advice is keep upselling at least every 3 months, but worst case, every 6 months, and you'll actually see how your income increases quite a lot. But very important, you need to get results. You can't upsell if the results that you're getting clients are crap, okay? Next one is plan for when clients leave, not if. Man, this has been like a massive realization for me. And thankfully, over the years, I've not had like so many clients leave, but at least about 30 to 40% have left, you know, over the period of, let's say, 4 or 5 years. And I think it's good lessons, you know, and quite simply, don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's important to diversify your clients and your revenue streams. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen family members, friends and everything just focus everything on this one client or these two clients because they pay the bills and just takes all of their time and they're loving it. But when they leave, not if, then what? What is your sort of way forward from there? So another piece of advice on this is create a rainy day account. So in other words, a savings account for projects, when things get a bit quiet or whatever. And this is important because you don't want to be in the position where you feel so pressured to say yes to pretty much any single work that comes your way, any projects and whatever. And man, I can't tell you that it is terrible working with clients that you don't want to work with, that micromanage you and all of those things. So all that to say, clients will leave. So make sure that you plan accordingly and stop being surprised about it. So that is what I have to say about freelancing is hard, but it is worth it. And big topic that we can actually discuss for quite a while and discuss the pros and cons and, lifestyle business and everything. But I'm actually going to record another episode on how to create a freelance business around your desired lifestyle. That'll probably come in the next week or two. But I hope you guys found value in this episode. And I hope that I at least shared why it's worth trying. And look, freelancing is not for everyone. But I think it's, I've always said and I'll say it again, I think it's worth an honest attempt for a year. Try it out and don't say for a month or two, oh, I tried it, it's too hard. Or maybe I reached out to 7 people and they didn't get back to me or whatever. It takes work, it takes effort, just like anything worth achieving in life. So again, all that to say, wrapping up, it is hard, but man, it is worth it. Thank you so much for listening.